Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, you are watching The Affair After Show, Season 3, Episode 5. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All screaming into the canyon.
We got the good version back, y'all.
The good version?
The somber version.
The more somber version.
Hey, everybody, you're watching the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Affair. Wasn't here last week, but I'm so happy to be back this week. I was literally so sad that I missed it, and whenever I was watching it, it's tough to watch without y'all now. It's very tough. Anyway, before we get into it, I'm April Wissenhant. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. Where can I find you, my dear?
You can find me everywhere except for Snapchat at at the Allison Dean.
She does have a Snapchat. She just never uses it.
I like when other people use it in front of me, though. And I like when you use it and then, like, screenshot things and then send them to me.
Yeah. You can find us all here at AfterBuzz TV. Be sure to watch, download, like the link and everything. We are in the live chat right now, so I want to hear what you thought about that intense episode. It was very... Whenever we were deciding, should we go with the normal version of the song or our new favorite techno version... I was like, I feel like we should go for the original because it was such like a, parts of it obviously were very happy, but it had like a somber feel to it.
Definitely.
And like very, it was just a powerful episode.
Yeah, I was getting a little teary a few times there.
Yeah, I also think that Dominic West could have just had his Emmy winning performance right there.
I was thinking the same, I was
during
literally,
his
I forget which one, I think it was when they were back in front of the fire.
Yeah, not his speech, but...
No, when he was having his... Yeah, I certainly was thinking, Emmy contention, yes.
Yes, he at least... I mean, everyone in this show is so ridiculously amazing.
Yes.
But that moment was just like... We always like look at each other and say stuff when we're watching, and we both just like stood there, you know, not breathing for quite a little bit.
It was a heavy episode.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably hold the techno version for when Cole and Allison romp around together or something.
Exactly. If that happens. But we got the reunion that I've been waiting for so long tonight.
Was it everything you wanted it to be?
And more,
was
actually.
It?
I mean, no, actually not whatsoever. Okay. Part one, Allison.
Yes.
And we start off exactly where the episode ends last week,
yep.
Where Noah just happens to run into her on the street. And he is, like, oddly very jovial. And he says he came to see her and, you know, but she at this point she can't be seen with him because if she is, then it can completely ruin all the good work that she's done toward her custody case.
Yep.
But, of course, in typical Allison fashion, she's like, okay, just come. You can come to my house, but don't...
We'll hide there.
Yeah. Right. And don't even park in front, yada, yada, yada. But it's so... And I wrote this in my notes. What's so weird to me is that he's, like, already being, like, flirty. I wrote several times, like, he's being cocky. Because he's just like, I mean, you miss me a little bit, right? In, like, very Noah fashion.
I think in her POV, though, it's always sort of that way.
Him, like, overzealously, like, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
He has this, like, what's the word I'm trying to think of? I don't know, like, zest for life.
Yeah.
In her versions that he doesn't have in his own. Or he's just not zest
it's just
for
different.
Life. Yeah, he's a lot more, like... carefree and happy-go-lucky at times when we really never see him like that in his version.
There was a part of me that wanted to see everything exactly the same in his version, but then I was like, thank God we didn't have to relive every single thing.
I know. Because that's what happened last week. Like, it was literally the party, and it got a little, you know, repetitive. But things were so different last week.
It was strange, but
anyway. So, he...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He, you know, he still has his, the little thing on his neck because this is just like a few weeks ago, I guess, he was stabbed. And
4 days ago.
Did he say four days ago?
I was stabbed four days ago?
What did he say? That's exactly what he said. So not weeks, days. And he seems surprisingly okay. I think we see him like wince one time when they're at her apartment, and then
I thought that was more shoulder though. Again with the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what.
Well, they're both same area.
Yeah, same area. So yeah.
I'm sure it probably is though. But you know, he asks about Joni and how she's doing, and I'm like, this is so awkward because she's not your baby, but you thought she was. But then Allison looks over and he's just like asleep on the couch. And it was so, I actually kind of liked that moment because I'm like, you can just tell how exhausted he is. And just to be able to just rest.
Yeah.
And be away from things. Because you would think being in Montauk, you're away from.
Yeah, but not really.
Exactly. Away from everything, but whatever. Allison does tell him that she like wants to talk about everything because we know that they're estranged, but not yet divorced. And she gives him the spiel of, you know, I can't be seen with you whatsoever. If anyone, or if Cole hears that you're back in my life, he'll kill. And she like stops before she says, kill you.
Right.
And then Noah, of course, quickly is like, what? Kill me? And it's like, oh, well, maybe. But I don't know. It's like a weird thing between them because I can't decide at this point if I feel like she's just, like, being tough because she knows that ultimately she can't be with him right now, or if she is, like, kind of missing him like he keeps saying. I think she's being just being tough for Joni.
Okay, so for me, I was thankful in the sense that this episode gave us that nugget because, you know, for the past four episodes, we didn't really know exactly why she stopped talking to him.
Right.
So, obviously, now we know it's because of the Joni case and all that stuff.
At least that's part of it, anyway.
I don't feel content yet enough because I think at least in the realms of everything that she's been through and he's been through, I don't think that that's enough. Because I think at least they're two very resourceful people, and certainly they know how, if you have a good attorney, things can really be affected. And so I'm not feeling like it's resolved between the two of them. It seems like she's saying, no, we can't be with each other. No, I don't care for you in this way. It was all just a wash. But part of me feels like she was repeating things that were being said to her at the rehabilitation center, or I don't know, maybe some other people were saying to her. I'm not satisfied with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not satisfied either. But, I mean, I get, it makes perfect sense because, of course, Cole thinks Noah killed his brother. So what judge in any world is going to be like, okay, cool, you can stay with him? So it makes sense to me that people are like, okay, if you did this to Joni, you left her. If you want to be back in her life and eventually, you know, get this joint custody or whatever it is, you can't be with this person. So I think she's kind of like willing to do whatever, including stay away from him in order to get Joni back.
But I feel like when you really love someone, and obviously, yes, of course you love your child and you'll do anything in that respect. But at the same time, I think when you really love someone, you figure it out. There's always a way.
Yes. Well, and there, I completely agree. And I think that they will end up.
It's going to be it's interesting. I mean, this episode definitely took us some places, so.
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of crazy. So, Noah, this is still at their apartment. He ends up spending the night, and Allison sees him taking the pills, which he says are muscle relaxers. She picks it up and sees that it's Vicodin. And it's like we're getting all of this foreshadowing because she's like, be careful, these can be really addictive, which obviously they are. But he wakes up in the morning and is making them, like, eggs and whatever. And then we hear Cole pull, or we hear a car, and it turns out to be Cole.
And of course, she had the thought to look out the window and, oh, it's Cole.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if I hear a car door slam, do I necessarily think it's automatically coming to my apartment?
That must be for me. Yeah.
But I guess, you know, she's like nervous, whatever. Wants to, I don't know, she's just always freaking out. And before they see him, though, is when she hands him the divorce papers and says she wants a divorce. Ugh. And that, you know, but he's like, just spend the day with me, you never know. But anyway, so he has to hide, which of course he's pissed about. He's like, you're my effing wife. And but he hides like out on the back balcony, and Cole comes in. And
I was so anxiety ridden that whole time.
Oh, April. I know I
was literally thinking, somehow Cole's going to see him. Something's going to happen. Oh, my God. Like, I felt her nerves through that whole thing because I really... Anyway.
I was just like, Noah's going to hear, because, of course, they're going to talk about what had happened, like, the night before with the two of them.
Right.
Allison and Cole hanging up. So I'm like, Noah's going to hear that he's going to flip
this
out.
Is all bad.
It's going to go bad. But it didn't, and I don't think Noah heard any of it. But Cole is there to say, it can't happen again. What were they thinking? Da, 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 da. And he's kind of almost like, he's not
trying to convince himself.
Yes. And he's not coming down on Allison, but he's like, when he says, I don't want anything to derail you, she, of course, takes that in a bad way. Well, but even like me as a viewer watching, and I was like, I get what he means though, because
again, her version.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. But I get what he means in the sense of, you know, he does still see her in a fragile place. And, you know, look at what happened at the birthday party with her, you know, kind of having the anxiety attack, if that did happen. Or, you know, just seeing her even, like, being nervous at the playground whenever Joni was about to fall off the monkey bars. You know, he sees what can happen. But I'm also like, just because y'all has left together one time doesn't mean that she thinks you're automatically going to be back together. But I think that he does... I mean, what has history shown us? Like, the times that they've, like, kind of been close, something always ends up happening from it. So,
yeah.
I think he definitely gets that, okay, or she's going to think that I will always still love her because this happened, so he doesn't want it to derail her.
What if she gets knocked up again?
I thought the same thing. Because I'm like, that would just...
Although, this would just really make it, like, the comedy hour of the affair.
Yeah.
And...
Well, but then, I mean... Spoiler alert, she and Noah did end up sleeping together, so that would be cool if she got pregnant.
Holy
their baby.
God.
Yeah. But, so he tells her he's not going to leave Louisa, yada, yada, yada. It's so weird because last week's episode, I was, like, happy about the two of them being together. Not being together, but being together in that moment.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I see Noah, I'm like, oh, gosh. But I don't know, I'm actually really torn about it, because, you know, I've been, like, Allison and Noah forever, but... I don't know how I am anymore. So Noah convinces her to go to Block Island with him, which is kind of like their spot.
Well, he said, he sort of hung it over her head, like, I'll sign the divorce papers if you come with me. Because she seemed very resistant, and he knew that that was probably the only way she would end up going.
Yeah. And, I mean, of course, it works. They're on this, they take the ferry, and he asks her, like, why she didn't read any of his letters. And this is when we see her, like, kind of start to tell him that she went away.
Right.
And because I think he even says, like, oh, how has the loony been? And she was like, how was prison? And this is when, like, they're having this, like, cute little flirty banter. And I'm like, so which is it? Are you like, no, stay away from me? Or are you into it? I think she's obviously into it. I mean,
I think that that's the piece of her where that's, I think, where she's comfortable with him. But she's trying to resist it because of... Joni.
Yeah.
So she has Joni in her mind.
Yes.
Saying stop.
That's very true. So once they get there, they're, you know, they have this like nice little conversation on the beach where he is kind of bashing Cole in a sense, not bashing him, but he's like, so what's going to happen? How are you just going to wait around for him to do something? And Allison, you know, I think rightfully kind of defends Cole. She's like, I'm grateful to him. He's done so much and he's putting up with so much and whatever. So, and Noah seems kind of surprised that she's doing that, but also I'm like, of course she's grateful to him. What else would she do in that situation?
I think if it was a different time and a different state of affairs, that conversation would have gone differently. But
yeah.
I think, you know, in her state right now, she is kind of team Cole in the sense that she knows she has to be.
Yeah, that's very true. And I wanted to mention that part because I wrote this in my notes when Noah is kind of is talking bad about Cole or whatever he's doing, she says, there's no use in even talking to you because you never really hear me.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. And it seemed to, like, really sync with him because that was a big issue in their life before. He didn't. He heard her, but he didn't. And he, or he just, like, didn't care to.
Or he heard what he needed to.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well,
because we got a little. We got a glimmer of that in his at the prison when she, he was, like, it's somewhere else. And she goes, did you listen to anything I just said? Mm-hmm. And he said, you can't see me anymore. Exactly. I mean, he did hear it.
Yeah, it's just like that he heard that part, but he didn't hear.
He heard whatever he needed to hear. Yeah.
Exactly. So they end up. This is where I looked at you when we were watching. I was like, no, he's high as a kite because they walk through like this little field, and then he finds a house that has a running hot tub. It was amazing, and he's like, let's get in. And I'm
I'm like, who is this guy?
But even on the ferry on the ride over there, when he's like, woo.
I know.
Hugging her.
Who is this guy?
Like, he's clearly, he's just high as a kite.
Or he's just, like, overly elated. I mean, when you're with someone that you love, it does make you kind of high as a kite. Yeah. I mean, if you're really into someone in that way, it has the potential to make you kind of crazy.
Loopy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, and he hadn't seen her in how long. And truly, if he really had the thoughts he did in prison about how much he loved her, then certainly he may have just been that. Cray-cray.
And he knows that she is in the position of stay away from me, so he's got to be, like, overly nice and overly joyful because he knows that she's not going to respond to just, you know.
Simple nothings.
Or into just, like, being solemn the whole time. She doesn't need that whatsoever. But I did like that before they got into the hot tub, Allison asked him if he has talked to Helen and if he told her that Allison was there.
So interesting. Now we know. When did we learn that Allison told Noah that she was the one that pushed Scotty?
Last season.
We
or
did.
Because whenever they had found the rock that had wedding.
Right, okay.
Because the name things were the rocks from the wedding.
He did not tell Helen.
No, he didn't tell Helen, which I mean,
which we didn't think he was, we didn't think he was going to.
Yeah, not at all. But so they get into this little hot tub and he grabs some wine and everything and he gets fully naked, which I appreciated, of course. But this is this is the moment where I'm like, okay, she's not gonna be staying away from him because she begrudgingly gets in. And I'm like, you don't have to get naked. Like, you don't have to get naked too. Just
well,
like,
she was thinking,
thing on.
I think, you know, they didn't have towels. So if your knickers are soaked, then you'd really be freezing if you can't put dry clothes back on.
I guess.
That's what I was like, yeah, that's efficiency, people. Good.
All right.
Get
she's smart then.
Yeah.
So they get into they're in the hot tub naked and just kind of start talking about everything that happened to him. He even suggests to her, he's like, what if I move to Montauk? And he says that it would be to be with her. And this is, now this part of the episode, like, of course, just killed me. Because he is like, you know, I love you, this, this, and this. And she's like, no, you don't. We never really did. You were just, you know, you used me because you were trapped or you felt trapped and you were unhappy. And I used you because I was in this terrible, dark place. And that's what it was never really love. And that's the part where I was like, okay, she's just. It's what she's had to tell herself to, like,
100%.
Move on. And I get thinking that because of what we've seen happen. I get thinking because of when he cheated with Eden and when he did all this other stuff. Like, I get her thinking, okay, it must not have been real because look at all this bad stuff that came from it and look at the things that still happened. And she literally has, like, rehearsed that and just looks like she fully believes it because she's like, what else could it have been?
I appreciated his response. I thought that, you know, given everything that she said and just how kind of crushing that could be to your soul when you're coming in and you're still really trying to salvage a relationship. And he even said, you know, I'd still like to try. Mm-hmm. I just thought that his whole disposition about everything she said, it didn't bring him down. Like, he still was Team Allison from then on. Like, he wasn't giving up.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that.
I did, too. And because I think he knows that she has to be, like, tough, given all that she's been through and all that has happened between the two of them. Like,
I mean, he did a lot of, he went to jail, obviously, to, you know, save her as well, but to defend Helen. So he knows that, and to defend her, I know, but it, I mean, Helen was the one driving the car.
I thought it was interesting when Allison said, you know, why didn't we go to the police together? Why, it was self-defense, and I was like, you know, thank you for bringing this up, because that was certainly on all of our minds. Like, why didn't you do that? And I don't know why he had to be so stubborn about the whole thing still, because truly, we don't know what the course of action could have been.
Exactly. I mean, because he was worried that something was going to happen to her because she had no proof that Scotty was attacking her. Like, she had no bruises or anything like that on their arm. They were in the middle of the woods where no one could have seen him. So he was worried about the potential of what can happen.
I mean, all the more reason why Allison should be Team Noah still.
Exactly.
So that's, I don't know, the whole thing.
Yes. But I think that, I don't know. It was just a bad situation, obviously. But so they missed the ferry.
Yes, of course they missed the ferry, yeah. April.
I was so happy when they missed that ferry.
But then initially you were freaked out because you were like, oh my God, is this when she's supposed to pick up Joni?
Yes, I thought it was the day of her actual birthday. But then, like, when I saw her not freaking out, I'm like, okay, it must be the next day.
Well, like, still freaking out, but not to the extent of, like, I need a helicopter back over immediately. Exactly. Like, let's, like, Uber helicopter this situation.
Cause that should be a thing. If it's not already.
I think it might be in certain places.
Oh, perfect.
And if not, it will be.
Yes. We trademark right there. But yeah, so they end up staying at this, or getting a room at this little
bed and breakfast. Was it the same place that they stayed at before?
It looked familiar to me.
I think it was.
So I feel like
they strolled up and it sort of like, they kept so much attention on the name that I was like, we're supposed to remember this.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is, you know, they're in the, like, by the fire at this point at night, and in her version anyway, and this is when he says he'll sign the divorce papers, but she, you know, he still loves her, and it was love for him, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
So my favorite line that he said this whole episode was during that
conversation.
I just
got chills because I know what you're about to say.
And he said, you may not want to remember me, but I want to remember you. And I was like, oh my God, that's a love song right there.
It really is. Because she, you know, you have to, like, guard yourself from situations like that where you've been so hurt from.
Yeah.
But he, that's not how he wants it to be. Because they just love each other.
I was like, that is, like, game over. But it wasn't game over just yet.
Exactly. And in this, we had to remember that earlier in the day, she's like, I'm not sleeping with you or anything. Because she is, like, very guarded from him.
Well, but I think she kind of knows, too, the moment it happens, it's like, she's affected. Like, exactly. It's been so long, and she knows, like, the minute it happens again, Noah's coming over me again.
It's not the same as her sleeping with Cole. It's much different.
No,
with
it's Noah. it's like a spiritual experience. Yeah.
Well, dang. But so this is where her part ends with her telling him that she left Joni for 6 months.
Right.
And in his version, it seems like maybe he already knew that, but maybe she just like went into detail. Or this is the time where she's like, "I left her for 6 months, and I can't believe I turned into my mom." And yada, yada, yada.
And he was really, I mean, all the dialogue was spot on.
Yeah. Just because, well, he was, like, accepting, or, you know, he was at first kind of like, what? And then he was like, okay, well, this happened, and we'll deal with it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just good.
It was.
Yes. So that was kind of the end of her part. Before we get into Noah's part, speaking of bed and breakfast and the mattress action that we get later... have you heard of the Helix mattresses?
I have not.
We may have talked about it a couple of times, but everyone's unique, so why don't we sleep on unique mattresses? And Helix is a brand that has come out with these unique mattresses that are customizable for every person, that, and they're not like $5,000 to $10,000, which normally those kind of things are. You can go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body.
Wow.
Through the proprietary algorithms they developed with the help of the world's leading ergonomics and biomechanics experts, sleep scientists. That actually would be a really fun job, by the way. The result is the most comfortable mattress you have ever slept on. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality, and for couples, they customize each size of the mattress, which Noah and Allison could definitely use. Your mattress arrives in about a week, and shipping's completely free.
That's why everyone from GQ to Forbes are talking about these. You have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund, no questions asked. So go to helixsleep.com/podcast and get $50 off your order, which is huge. That's helixsleep.com/podcast. helixsleep.com/podcast. Don't forget it. Thank you for being one of our sponsors. They help us keep these shows going. Speaking of keeping it going.
Keep the love alive.
Exactly. So Noah's part started out where I didn't think it would.
In jail?
With him in jail.
Yeah.
Because I guess it hasn't been said for sure, but I thought she definitely had not visited him whatsoever the entire time. Has that ever been said or no? I thought it had.
It might have been insinuated in some way or it wasn't clear to us, but I don't know if it was blatantly.
Okay, got it. Well, so she, this is what like we talked about, how she was telling him that he couldn't contact her anymore because of Joni and because of the custody stuff that they were going through. And he is just in this haze of,
it seemed pretty close to his release, though, right?
Yeah, because he said, he's like, oh, can we discuss this when I'm out in a few months?
Right.
So that's why, I don't know, I thought at one point they said that he hadn't seen her in like a year or something like that. But obviously this is just a few months before his release, so it's not that long ago that
right.
this happened.
So it was when she'd already moved back to Montauk.
Yes.
And, yeah, no, it's just like we're connecting all the pieces right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what it is. It's like a puzzle piece because it goes back and forth and I don't even know. And then, you know, I can't even say his name, but Gunther.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah,
hashtag
that's
Brendan
all I
Fraser.
Want to say is Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Takes him back and, you know, just being like typical
I hate that guy,
freaking
man.
Gunther. And it's like, I wonder who she's screwing. And that's what I would wonder. And she's just such a jerk. And I just hate his character so much.
Yes.
I mean,
he plays it so well. He plays it so, so well.
I know. He asked Noah, like, what he's in there for, which is kind of weird that he doesn't know that. But I guess guards wouldn't.
Because I actually know, but I, especially with someone like him, it's been in the papers, so.
Yeah, true. And I'm sure he knows.
He's playing
stupid.
He's
been stalking him.
He's playing stupid.
Of course he knows.
Yeah.
And he does that whole, like, I'll find out anyway.
Ugh.
And, of course, he grabs Noah's pages that he's been working on, and
I was so annoyed by that.
Oh, I know. And I was just like, holy crap, what if they're talking about him in a bad way? Which it turns out they probably are, because later he's like, so I'm a loser?
Yes.
But, yeah. And then Noah, like, he's like, come on, John. Because I think he even, like, said, call me John. He's like, it's Gunther. And flips out on him. Because he's definitely has some kind of bipolar issue.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But so he wakes up, or the next kind of scene where he's, like, in current time is him waking up back in Block Island with Allison in their matching sweatshirts. And they're still, like, holding hands. Oh, it was just the sweetest thing. But so this is at, like, 2 in the morning.
Yes.
And where he hears the noise happening outside. And he walks out and thinks that he sees
Gunther.
And they always do the, like, the lighting in a weird kind of way whenever it's
Gunther?
A dream.
Oh, okay.
Or whenever it's maybe
an apparition somewhere.
Yeah. It always has like a grayer tint to it. And I mean, of course they're doing that on purpose. But that's the kind of the catalyst that leads to Allison walking out and, you know, it's 2 a.m. You thought you saw someone? What in the world? And this is when they go in and go by the fire. And it's my favorite like moments of the episode. He kind of starts it off by telling her about his dad, that he just recently died and that he left him the house. And you know, she of course even thinks that's weird because she knows the situation and everything. And then he said, and it's weird because we haven't heard him speak to her very much about Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
but he says to her, he's like, I don't know how you dealt with it with, you know, with Gabriel's death being all alone and, you know, not having a family to go to. And she says like, oh no, well I had Cole and he was taking care of me. And
which we know to be true, but also not really what comforted her, because it didn't.
Yeah.
She was still really effed up.
Exactly. But she says, she asks him about the house again, and, you know, he says he hadn't been back in 20 years, and we learn it's because his mom died there. And then this is where he goes, oh, it was just this, the speech, or not the speech, but just the story of him telling, you know, his mom's death was so just, like, gut-wrenchingly sad. Because, so we know his mom had MS, and, you know, his dad, like, couldn't deal with the sickness, so he was always gone. And Nina, you know, as soon as high school was over, went right to college, so he was the one that was really taking care of her.
And actually, this was a very, very important piece of information, I think, for all of us, because we never quite understood what the conflict was between him and his father.
Exactly.
Why he sort of despised his father so much. And in a previous episode, Nina said, like, I don't know why you... forgave me, or he said, I forgave you a long time ago.
Talk about the scene in the car when they were talking.
Yeah. And we didn't really know what that was all about, but clearly it's the fact that she wasn't around for when their mom was
really
ill.
Sick. Yeah. And because at this point, or he gets into, like, when he's a senior in high school and he had been pretty much the only one taking care of her for forever. He says that the day that he got his Williams acceptance letter and scholarship was the worst day of his life, because he knew he couldn't go, because who would be there to take care of his mom? And he even, and I know y'all are going to kill me because I'm such a Noah lover. Everyone always kills me in the comments. They're like, he's a jerk. I'm like, but I love him.
I still love him too.
But it, like, makes sense now. I mean, not now. Obviously he's done awful things and has some major issues, but it kind of, like, makes sense why he is sometimes the way that he is, because of what he's gone through. This is something we never knew that happened to him. I mean, we knew she died, but he tells how he wasn't going to go. He hid the letter just so he could stay and protect her. He's done a lot of protecting of the women in his life. And
it's what he knows how to do.
Exactly. And to take care of her. But that, you know, the school called his mom and she was so excited, but he still wasn't going to go. Then the month before he would have left, or before he would have graduated, I forget which one, she tells him that she wants to die and is gonna, you know, she doesn't say flat out that it's for him, but, like, I mean, what else is he supposed to think? You know, he is gonna leave, or he got the scholarship, and she wants him to have great things in her life, but she also knows that no one else is gonna be there to take care of her.
Right.
So, but Noah says she can't even do it herself because her hands are so, like, gnarled from the MS and she can't even, like, swallow a pill. So he decides, I don't know if, like, they discussed it. He doesn't say, obviously, but he says that he took the pills and, like, crushed it in yogurt. And, you know, they spent the day together having a great, like, mother-son day. And then at the end of the day, he fed her
the yogurt.
And there's a part of me, I was having, like, a weird moment in this situation, because I'm like, okay, I feel like some people will take it as him being selfish, and I actually think it's the complete opposite, because of course he didn't want his mom to die.
No.
But I feel like, you know, it's like, okay, well, you did it so that you could end up going to college, but it's like, no, that's not it at all. She was gonna be even more incredibly unhappy that she was keeping him in a sort.
Yep.
Not that she was keeping him, because he was there to take care of his mom.
She was being selfless. And exactly. I think, you know, there are times for people where they know that there's no improvement. So
yeah,
sometimes it's, I don't know, it's never an easy thing.
Exactly. But it was just, it's huge to know that he
watched his mother die.
Watched his mom die. And, I mean, I can't imagine.
And helped his mother die.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that's like, knowing what you're feeding her mom. In a way, it's going to, like, give her this relief, because she clearly had been battling this for a very, very long time. But also, how just tough that is on someone to be the one to do that, because there was no one else there. I mean, this is an 18-year-old kid, and he's having to do this for his mom, not his dad or his older sister or anyone else. It's just crazy to me. And I don't know. That scene was just so amazing. And his tears, I was like, if the Emmys aren't rolling in now, they will be shortly. They have to be. I mean, the women have been nominated and everything before. He hasn't yet, I don't think. He has to be this time.
He kind of connected it all, though, back to Gabriel. He said, you're the only other person who watched someone they love die. And so perhaps this is something that was really something he was internalizing when he was in prison, but that also seemed to be a connector. I mean, she really resonated with that too. It was like an embrace, and it was
That was my favorite part.
Good Lord.
But because he says to her, like, she goes over to hug him, you know, giving a loving, warming hug, of course.
And he says all the right things.
And he says, he's like, I thought about you all the time, and I kept wondering, why did I do this thing? Why do I love this woman so much? Why did I blow my life up for this woman? And it's because, you know, I do love you so much, and we have this connection because of this. And it,
It melted us.
Then the next scene is, of course, them getting it on, and I was very, very happy about that. And it's so weird because the, like, love scenes between Noah and Allison and then the love scenes between Cole and Allison are so different.
Like, and yet both so enjoyable for me.
Very enjoyable.
Like, this is such a problem.
Neither of them are bad.
This is such a... Well, it's, you know, before first season, I had an issue with the Allison and Cole stuff.
I did too.
But now I'm suddenly, like, okay with it.
Yeah. Because it seems like they're reconnecting on this lifetime of, you know, stuff that they've experienced together. But it's, to me, it's so different because Allison and Noah's just seem like the real thing. Like, there's a difference between, like, love and absolutely, I do believe that Allison and Cole loved each other and probably still do.
Yeah.
But there's a huge difference between that and then, like, true, like, deep, fiery love. And that's what I think she and Noah are.
Interesting that they were sitting by a fire when all these conversations, these very deep conversations, exactly, were occurring.
The perfect
by
place.
By a roaring fire.
We go into, like, a dream sequence with Noah, and it's him being in the prison, and he throws the pages back at him, and says, "I effed your wife today," and throws that picture that he had stolen of Allison. And
so gross.
Opens it up, and, I mean, we all saw what it had inside of it. And that's Noah, just something in him just flips. And he, like, runs on these bars and literally looks like a madman.
Looks like he's going to kill him.
I'll kill you. And then Gunther's, like, laughing and, like, beating his little thing on the whatever. And he's like, "Oh, you're going in the hole now." And then that's when we see, like, the guards come in and they're beating him. And Noah's still yelling, like, "I'll effing kill you."
Yeah.
But then he wakes up next to Allison, thankfully. And then next scene is very sad for me because him signing the divorce papers back in Montauk. But they're, like, looking at each other in a way where you just know, okay, like, we know that this is what has to happen in order for this to happen with Joni.
Yeah, I don't believe that it's, like, the last time they're going to see each other.
No, of course not. Absolutely not. But even when Noah's driving away, they show us the divorce papers.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, those things are not going to be mailed in. Let's be real.
I think yes.
Okay.
I think yes. But I don't know. That car got a little effed up.
Well, yeah. So he's driving away, and when he looks down to look at the divorce papers, that's when a car hits him, and we can, like, clearly see that it's Gunther's face.
Yep.
But once again, this is when they're doing the kind of, like, weird gray coloring. And
I didn't notice that. So I'm happy that you did.
It's very slight. Like, there was still color in it, but it definitely looks different.
Like, he's having a hazy moment.
Yeah. And I think he, like, hits him again, or is just, like, blaring on the horn, and then another car comes around. And
was that car actually even there?
The car was actually there,
okay.
I think. But then he starts to, like, swerve off to miss the other car and hit some, like, little wooden things on the side of the road, and there was not the truck or the Jeep, whatever it was, behind him.
Nothing was there.
Nothing was
there. The back of the car was completely unharmed.
Right. And then when we get out and see the front, no dent whatsoever. So, he is... That's, like, the confirmation right there that we've been thinking.
He's hallucinating.
He's hallucinating.
Yeah.
Because of the muscle relaxers or the Vicodin, or who knows what all he's taken.
Yeah.
Or just straight up, like, that plus PTSD.
Or did he kill Gunther?
Whatever. Or did he kill Gunther?
And now he's having the haunting. The haunting of Gunther.
That's a possibility. Let's talk about predictions.
Yeah.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ugh. So you're still going with Noah possibly killing Gunther.
Well, I think
who said this?
You
Nadine?
Said it.
Did I? No, but did I? One of us said it in prior weeks, and I don't remember who it was. I don't think it was me originally.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Then it was Nadine.
Yeah, I think it was. It seems plausible now. Now, I mean, the fact that, although, I don't know. I just, at the same time, I can't see him doing that. Like, mm-mm. I really can't. So I'm just confused, really, more than anything else. I'm confused by the whole haunting of Gunther in Noah's mind. I don't like it at all.
I think that Gunther is haunting him so much because he didn't, I mean, obviously we see some sort of physical abuse, but we've only seen like the shoulder thing at this point. But I think that he literally like emotionally, I don't know, not abused, but like, I don't know. He like got in his head so much that he is experiencing trauma from it. And I mean, even still, we've only seen a very small amount of like snippets of their interactions together, but they're getting more intense as we go on.
Maybe Noah needs to go to the rehabilitation clinic.
I mean, clearly he needs to do something, but they're getting, each scene with Gunther is more and more intense. And he's there that day that Allison comes in and he says like, oh, she was even better looking in person than
so
in the book.
Gross.
But I think he just, I don't know. I can't decide. I don't think that he killed, that Noah killed Gunther, because how would he have killed him in prison?
I don't know.
But what do you think about Noah and Allison?
I think that the show is weighted so much by the love that they have for one another that I see that things will still be continuing on. I really, and I said this last week, I think there's definitely going to be some love triangles happening, because it doesn't seem to me that Cole is going to ever be able to back away from her. Mm-hmm. They're deeply connected, and obviously Noah and Allison are deeply connected, so I think now we're going to get into a whole crazy mess of love triangles.
Exactly.
And I'm so excited for it.
Well, that's someone, I wish I had it up, but someone from the comments last week said, like, what if the affair becomes a love triangle with Cole
the
and
affairs.
Allison? But I think that even though Cole in this episode did come and like, that can't happen again, it's like, okay.
Once again, trying to convince himself because he really wants it to.
Right. And he's like, I love Luisa. I'm not going to mess things up. And I think he genuinely doesn't want to because of how hurt he was.
Right.
And he doesn't want to give that hurt
he's
to
like,
another
maybe
person.
Luisa will find someone else.
Exactly. Fingers crossed. But I think that, I definitely don't think Noah and Allison are over.
No.
And even though the divorce papers were signed, even if they do go through, I don't think that that necessarily means anything. I think that they're just not married. I think that the show is, that's what I've been wondering all season. Like, when are they going to come back together? Because not that the show has to be about that, but I mean, the show not being about the two of them and then Helen and Cole on the side, like that would take the show in a completely different direction than it should go. So that's what I think anyway.
You're like, April's going to call the writers and just basically emphatically tell them that this is how it's going to need to go.
Exactly. But I think that being said, I also think that Allison and Cole are not done.
No, they're not done
either.
I don't think so either. I really don't. Especially now that they have they're sharing this kid. They still very much care for one another. They are still attracted to one another.
Yeah. And we can't forget about Juliet being back there too. That's another thing. I'm like, Noah, if you love her so much, why were you just banging Juliet the other day?
I think for him, there's something about sex with people that I don't necessarily think for him it's a sign of I love you. I think it's just more of he's a passionate person.
He needs a connection.
He's a horny dog.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw that with Eden too. Sometimes the other part of him is the one that takes over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He seems different now. He doesn't seem to be that way anymore. Obviously, he did just have sex with Juliet, but he also wasn't thinking that Allison was going to be speaking to him whatsoever anymore.
Right. I think Juliet has a role to play, and I'm wondering when Allison is going to become aware of her, and I'm wondering when, once Allison does become aware of Juliet, how that's going to affect her longing of Noah.
Well, because I'm pretty sure the red car is Juliet's. Someone also predicted that in the comments from last week, but I think that they had her ask him twice about it on purpose. She's like, so whose car is this? He's like, oh, no one you know. I mean, who else's car would it be but hers?
I don't know, but who would give their car for that long? I'm like, ugh.
And, like, where did he say he was going?
Right.
And I'm sure he doesn't have insurance, so he's going to be screwed.
Well, she does, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So in the preview for next week, we're getting back.
Not next week.
No, not next week. So we're off for 2 weeks. Very sad, but
understandable.
We're
going to
be seeing Helen, and we're back in that whole spiel. We even see some mean Mana in there.
So interesting.
I know. And Helen, of course, is giving herself a hard time again, but I am super excited for that episode.
We're halfway through the season now.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, episode 5.
It's crushing.
It's really crushing.
But think about how much has happened in 5, and I guess there's still a lot that's going to go down.
Yes. I'm excited. Well, thank y'all so much for joining us. I hope y'all had fun in the live chat. We will see y'all in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
As always, you can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenham.
You can find me at The Allison Dean. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. See y'all soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.